He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. Well, the Texans held their last practice of the season on Friday, which Gary Kubiak liked what he saw from his team. That's a good thing, because the Texans will be facing the Chicago Bears on Sunday, a team that gets after the quarterback and ranks fourth in the NFL in run defense. But before we hear from Kubiak, Texans fans, don't forget that on December 28th, the Texans host Fan Appreciation Day. There'll be lots of family fun activities, so bring the whole gang out.
Flight 72. Flight 72.
The Chicago Bears run a Tampa 2 defense. That means they are stout against the run, and they get after the quarterback. Plus, they make plays in the secondary. Coach Gary Kubiak talked about how his Texans team is preparing for that Chicago Bears defense.
Just how hard they play. That's lovely, you know. I mean, comes from Tony's background. They play extremely hard. Rally to the ball. They've been on the field a great deal this year, time-wise, but yet they've still played extremely well, and they've really been leading the charge the last month for their football team. So, you know, it'll be our toughest test this year.
As always on Friday, I went to Sports Radio 610 and visited with Mark Vandermeer. We previewed the Chicago Bears game and took the liberty of handing out some postseason awards.
Texans and Chicago and the Bears alive for the playoffs. Brooke Bentley here from HoustonTexans.com. The Bears have plenty of motivation in this deal, and they're an opportunistic team. They're plus +5 in turnover margin. You know, they do some things well, some things not so well. One of the things they do well is stop the run. They're fourth in the league against the run, Brooke. And when you look at them top to bottom, it's about who's going to make the plays in the fourth quarter, it appears.
It is, but you know, that defense, everyone thinks that Chicago does not win pretty, and maybe they don't. I mean, they didn't look like they were a very, offensively together team on Monday night. They had a lot of problems, especially in the first half. They struggled even running the ball, but that defense, they run that Tampa 2 defense. They get after the quarterback. They stuff the run. They have so many guys who have over 100 tackles. You see Lance Briggs, Brian Urlacher. I mean, they're safeties. They just have a really tough defense. And like you said, I mean, the Texans can make plays in the fourth quarter with their offense. The Texans rank third in offense in the league. They can win the game. Hands down, they've got that offensive power to do it.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Monday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
And we're ready to play. We've got no